This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome everybody to Amazed by the Quran, a series in which I love sharing with you stuff I find amazing about the Quran. And today, some insights from the words of Yaqub alayhi salam, the father of Yusuf, who, when his brothers told him that we want to take Yusuf along with us into the woods, he's going to play with us, yaqta' wa yal'ab, he's going to play around and he's going to race and all that stuff. He said something to them. And he said, "Inni la yahzununi, qala inni la yahzununi an tadhhabu bihi." It makes me really sad that you'll take him away. It makes me sad that you'll take him away. It's remarkable language. The reason it's remarkable is when something hasn't happened yet, you're not sad. When something hasn't happened yet, you're afraid. And he says, "Wa akhafu an ya'kulahu dhi'b." I fear that a wolf might eat him. Because it hasn't happened yet. Why is he becoming sad that you'll remove my child? He actually becomes sad because he realizes already they can't stop them. It's as good as done. The insight of his father. And he doesn't just say that you will take him. And تَأْخُذُوهُ, that you'll take him. The words are so profound. He says, it makes me sad that you will remove him. Look, this is so subtle. تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ, you'll remove him. You know, as opposed to you'll take him. When you say you'll take him, there's almost an implication that you'll bring him back. But when he says you'll remove him, it's like he has this gut feeling. Something bad is about to happen. When you have that kind of a feeling, don't underestimate it. Sometimes your fears, or sometimes things that are really like becoming a dark cloud inside your heart, and you feel like if I let this happen, this bad thing is going to happen, it's okay to trust your gut feeling. It's okay not to have a rational explanation. He spelled it out, even though he was in this situation powerless to do anything. You can tell that he was powerless to do anything. He was not able to stop his sons, even though he's so convinced something bad is going to happen. Look, the thing that his brothers will do, remove him, is almost certain in his mind. The fear that a wolf might eat him is not as certain. So he's not sad that a wolf might eat him. He's actually just afraid that a wolf might eat him. So that's still kind of like a possibility, but not a certainty. But knowing his sons, he sees more of a certainty in this child will, one way or the other, is going to get snatched away from me. It's going to get removed from my life. SubhanAllah. So, you know, the first bad thought sometimes that comes in your mind, a protective thought, a precautionary thought, don't dismiss it. Maybe it's from Allah. Maybe Allah is protecting you by just putting something in your heart. This could be a form of ilham. So we shouldn't dismiss it. Just like, you know, it came to Yaqub alayhi salam. It's not like it was revelation necessarily. It was simply just something Allah put, a khatir that Allah put. And Allah put that in the Quran just to let us know sometimes these feelings are there. And they're there as a precaution for you, to prepare you for what harm might come your way. Allah sends sometimes His messages to you in ways that you cannot put in rational ways, you know. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.